is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with me, Matt Jones, and I'm delighted to be joined now by Everton great Kevin Ratcliffe to get some reaction to the news that Sam Allardyce is coming in as the club's replacement to Ronald Koeman. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
It's great to have you on it. First of all, then, your thoughts on Sam Allardyce getting the job?
Yeah, I mean, I think an appointment had to be made, and obviously this week as well. I mean, especially after the weekend and midweek against Atlanta, it was looking pretty dire, wasn't it? And I think it just the stability of the football club and the direction that it was going in, it wasn't a healthy direction. So something had to be done. You know, the state of affairs are we're in a situation where we need a Sam Allardyce in. We need a Sam Allardyce to get us out of this mire that we're in, and maybe get us into a position that, you know, and the suggestions by the length of the contract told me that they might reassess the situation at the end of the season, you know, for the following season and maybe, you know, other seasons to come.
Yeah, you're right. Something did need to happen. I think it's one win in seven under David Unsworth, and that's not putting all the blame on him because he's certainly not to blame for the run of form, but they just needed some leadership and they needed it quick, didn't they?
Well, they did, yeah. You know, we've conceded, what, I think it's 20 goals in seven games. That's nearly three a game. You know, everybody's got to take a part of the blame. You know, Dave Unsworth as well. You know, you've got to really realise that we've not really addressed the situation. It's not a striker that we need, it's a back four. You know, the back four's defended really terribly. Terrible in the last seven games, you know, with us conceding them goals. It tells you that, you know, not all right, not just at the football club, but with the back four, and something needed to be done. I don't think you know, that it's improved since Dave's taken over. You could actually say that it's got worse. So it's a matter that something really needed to be done.
There have been plenty of names linked with the job, but Diego Simeone, one of them, Paulo Fonseca, Sean Dyche. What does it say about the level that Everton are at currently, despite all the ambition and excitement there was in the summer, that their go-to man is Sam Allardyce?
Well, the thing is, we've looked at all sort of avenues, haven't we? All types of managers. You know, and if you look at Simeone, then he's most probably out of our reach in the fact that would he actually come to Everton? Not in Champions League, not in the Europa League, most probably not going to get in the Europa League or the Champions League for next year, although it's an outside chance of maybe the Europa League. Does he fancy that challenge, or does he just want to go to a club that's playing in, you know, the Champions League? And I think it's the latter that he would be wanting to do. And that's the trouble with them type of managers. They want to go into a football club that's most probably just knocking on the door or already there. He doesn't want to go into a club where he's got to rebuild. It's something that Sam Allardyce has actually done. So, you know, it's nothing new to him. The likes of Sean Dyche has been mentioned. And then we've got Marco Silva. There's all types of styles of manager. You know, Martin O'Neill as well. And it's just the state of affairs that we're in at the moment is that, you know, there was no standout candidate for the job. And at the end of the day, I actually believe the club were hoping that Dave Unsworth could do it, and then maybe they'd appoint him until the end of the season. But you know, they were hanging on and hanging on, and like I say, it just wasn't working for David. And you know, this has left us in a no situation really than to get somebody in pretty sharpish now, because it was just lingering. I think we're into the fifth or the sixth week with our manager, so that's a long time.
Sam's a terrific firefighter. We've seen him come into clubs before, Crystal Palace, Sunderland, keep them up. What is the future for Everton, though, assuming he does keep them up at the end of the season? Do you expect him to still be in charge next year?
Well, I think that's depending on how he goes. You know, if he comes in and hopefully he waves this magic wand, then yes, I can see that. But I think, you know, there's been a lot of negativity about Sam, but I think we're in a situation where everybody's got to rally around him if they wanted him or not. And they've got to get behind him and the team, and hopefully we can start picking up points. You know, it's no good not wanting Sam and then, you know, proving that you were right when he comes in. But that means that we've been losing games. We want to be winning games, and we want to be you know, a safety area just after Christmas, maybe push into to maybe get into something like seventh spot. But we need a quick turnaround. We need to stop conceding goals and, like I say, score maybe a few more.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk full-time with me, Matt Jones. Everton great Kevin Ratcliffe joining me to look at the news that Sam Allardyce is coming in as the new manager at Everton. One man who's going to be coming with him by the looks of it as well, Kevin, is a Liverpool legend, Sammy Lea. Fans not taking to that too kindly either by the looks of it.
Yeah. Look, I've known Sammy for a long time. He's a passionate guy. He'll always be a red deep down. But, you know, he's been in and around, you know, the England scene, not just with Sam, but with other managers as well. He's been at Southampton, he's been with him, I think it was at Crystal Palace. So, you know, Sammy knows the game, and Big Sam knows Little Sam, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, you usually bring your tried and trusted with you, people that you can trust. I believe Craig Shakespeare's coming as well, which he had for a short time when he was at took the England job. You know, Sam likes to take his own people with him. I don't think it'll bother Sam. He's got thick skin, and I'm sure Sammy Lee has. I'm sure Sammy's going to come in for a bit of stick off his Liverpool mates. But you know, if it's a win for me, that's all I'm bothered about. If he comes in and he does things, you know, there's. Hopefully there's good things to come for Everton through the both of them.
Absolutely. Well, they need to turn this run of form around pretty quickly, because the run of games that they've got coming up, starting with West Ham tonight, is absolutely huge. The likes of Newcastle, Swansea and Huddersfield all over the next few weeks, and a small matter of the Merseyside derby as well.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, won't it, for Sammy? I know he's turned out for, you know, against Liverpool before at other clubs, but that'll be a different scenario for him, especially with when he's on the blue half this time. But yeah, it's important we get into some sort of form before we go into the derby, because at the moment I'm not looking forward to that. With the way that we've been playing and they've been scoring, it doesn't sort of read too well. But I'm just hoping that now we can get some sort of unity there and togetherness that we haven't had, like I say, over this season. And it's going to be a big upheaval, I feel. And, you know, come January, I'm sure Sam will have a few people he's going to earmark and bring into the football club players-wise. And I can see quite a few changes coming at Everton, because not all's right. Results have told you that. And I think it tells you a lot about the players as well, with the results that we've been getting. People that you can trust, people you can't trust. Sam's a big one for that. He'll want a dressing room that's tight, a tight-knit together, and wanting to play for the team and wanting to play for each other and not just themselves. So it'll be interesting times under Sam, because he will sort the players out. There's no doubt about that. And you'll be left, you know, knowing that as well, because he will speak his mind, which is, you know, one of his attributes.
Certainly is. Just one final question for you then, Kevin. Do you expect him to keep Everton up, but they're going to be fine come the end of the season, are they?
Well, you can never say never, but I think this has given us a great opportunity. And we might come March thinking, what was all the panic about? But at the moment, we've got really good players at the football club. But there's one or two things. They're not having been coached properly, or they're not being managed properly. Or they've just jibbed it, as we call it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you play for the managers, sometimes you don't. I think the uncertainty at Everton Football Club's not helped the matters for Dave. Because once it goes and lingers on and gets in past that third week and you've not got the job, then you lose a bit of power within the training ground. And we've seen that with two players walking off. As soon as that happens, then you know that there's no leadership at the football club. And I think that's what it's been missing. Leadership from the top right the way down. And I think the hesitancy maybe to go out and get somebody within the first 2 or 3 weeks, because we've had an international period here, cooling off period, where, you know, we should have really got somebody in by then. I don't expect sort of, you know, a massive sort of turnaround straight away, but, you know, slowly but surely, hopefully. And I can see us climbing the table, there's no doubt about that, because I think we've got the quality there. It's just getting them to play for one another and getting a team, really, that's suiting players. I mean, you know, we've been playing players out of position, you know, bringing players in for big money. You know, I'm playing him out of position. So, you know, once Sam works out who he can play, who he can't play, then, you know, I think he'll get a settled side, make us hard to beat, or harder to beat than we have been. And, you know, it won't. I don't think it'll be pretty at times. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the one thing that matters at this moment in time is results and 3 points, where we get them from and when we get them.
Certainly is. Kevin Ratcliffe, great to speak to you this afternoon on Radio City Talk. Thank you for your time.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.